let's start the show.
Start your computations for Time Warp.
You're about to time travel, and I will, God willing, be back next week.
Time travel.
Chris Earl. Did a great job.
Did time travel.
A little time travel show there will be coming up in just a few minutes. After we plug in the latest technology.
Chris Earl with time travel.
Thanks to Mr. Chris Earl, who is our new Wednesday night lead-in.
Yeah, man. That guy is putting Dee Snider to shame.
I'm losing my voice, my throat, whatever, but Chris is coming up here and got all kinds of cool stuff for you to listen to, so stay tuned.
Listen to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 FM on your radio dial.
Listen to Time Travel with Chris Earl. I'm here with Chris Earl. 7 p.m.
Wait a minute, Doc.
Are you telling me that you built a
time machine?
Introducing Bozo, the world's most famous clown.
It's Bozo.
Wowee kazowie.
Hey, is that him?
Who, me?
Yeah, there he is.
That's me. Oh, Nelly.
Hey, everybody, here comes Bozo the clown. I'm not talking about just anybody. I'm talking about Bozo the clown.
That's me.
He's got size 83 shoes, the hair of a yak. He's been all around the world and now he's back. Everybody spread the news all around. Yeah, they're ready to get happy. Here comes Bozo the Clown. Little people rocking with the rhythm, cause Bozo's in town. Big people rocking right there with them. Yeah, that's Bozo the Clown. He's got a permanent smile, a big red nose, and everybody loves him wherever he goes. Tell everybody, spread the news all around. Get ready to get happy, here comes Bozo the Clown. I said, hey, everybody.
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 Get ready to get happy, here comes Bozo the Clown. Okay, bring it down, boys. Bozo.
Bozo.
Bozo the Clown.
Bozo the Clown.
B-O-Z-O.
B-O-Z-O.
Bozo.
Bozo.
Get ready to get happy. Here comes Bozo the Clown. Okay, Bozo, blow your horn. That's what I'm talking about.
I'm talking about that too, yeah.
Hey, everybody, here comes Bozo the Clown. I'm not talking about just anybody, I'm talking about Bozo the Clown. He's got size 83 shoes, the hair of a yak. He's been all around the world and now he's back. Tell everybody, spread the news all around. Get ready to get happy, here comes Bozo the Clown. Get ready to get happy, here comes Bozo the Clown. Get ready to get happy, here comes Bozo the Clown.
Here I come.
Oh my God, what an exciting way to start off the show. Here comes Bozo the Clown from Larry Harmon, who was a bozo. And joining me today on Time Travel, Mr. Tim Gilgun. How you doing, Tim?
How's it going today, Chris?
Pretty good.
Chris, I want to make a shout out today. Today is the Twinkie is 80 years old today.
Really?
I think I've ate a couple recently that were 80 years old. What about yourself?
My father gave me a devil dog the other day, yeah. But I haven't eaten it yet.
Yeah.
I used to eat those when I was a kid. I'd ride my bike to go to work. I was like 15. I was working as a sacker at Market Basket.
Well, yeah.
And I would get myself a devil dog and a Coke on the way home.
What a buzz, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, talk about bicycle. The reflection of the day is in the paper, and it's by Albert Einstein. It's life is like riding a bicycle. Uh-huh. Keep your balance, and you will keep moving. This is a man that forgot where he lived, forgot his pants half the time,
mm-hmm.
and forgot his keys to his house. Forgot to comb his hair also. Telling you how to ride a bike, right?
There we go. So anybody tuning in now, I am substituting for Cinnamon Girls. The name of the show is called Time Travel. Usually we play a bunch of stuff from different years. Today we're just going to kind of wing it, go all over the place. We're going to have a little bit of a theme, which was work songs I'm going to do, and maybe some money songs left over from the show that we did yesterday with my father on. We talked about money. It was songs with money in the title. Today's songs with work in the title. If you got Request 617-627-3800. Myself and my guest, Tim the Machine Gun Gilgun, will be here with you until 9 p.m. Again, my name is Chris Earle. Welcome to Time Travel on WMFO in Medford, Mass. Here comes Joe Glazer with Too Old to Work here on Time Travel.
You work hard for a living until you get old, and sometimes they push you right out of the cold. When your working time's through, you don't want charity. You'd like to retire with some dignity. And you're too old to work, too old to work. When you're too old to work and you're too young to die, who will take care of you? How'll you get by when you're too old to work and you're too young to die? They put horses to pasture, they feed them on hay. Even machines get retired someday. The boss gets a pension when he is too old. You helped him retire, you're out in the cold. And you're too old to work, too old to work. When you're too old to work and you're too young to die, who will take care of you? How you get by when you're too old to work and you're too young to die? There's no easy answer, there's no easy cure. Dreaming won't change it, that's one thing for sure. But fighting together, we'll get there someday. And when we have won, we'll no longer say. Too old to work, too old to work. When you're too old to work and you're too young to die, who will take care of you? How'll you get by when you're too old to work and you're too young to die? When you're too old to work and you're too young to die.
It's Too Old to Work, Joe Glazer here on Time Travel.
What year was that?
That was an old one.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what year it was. What were you saying? Julian Lennon, 47 years old today?
47 years old today. Wow. There's a bunch of birthdays. Betty Ford is 92.
Wow.
Right? And actually, my basketball hero was John Havlicek, you know?
Yeah.
He's 70.
Oh, no kidding.
God. He was my idol as a kid, you know?
Yeah.
We got a couple more of them here. Robin Penwright.
Yep.
Is 44 today.
Oh, she's still married to Sean Penn?
Divorced him. I loved her in State of Grace. She played the typical... Did you ever see State of Grace?
No.
It's about the Westies in New York.
Okay.
And she had all these... And she had a crazy brother. She had a... Gary Oldman was totally insane in it, okay? And Ed Harris, they were her brothers. And she was in love with Sean Penn.
Yeah.
And the classic Irish line by women, "I used to keep you out of trouble," Ed Harris said. "I used to keep you away from the guys." She goes, "That's why I moved uptown. Get away from you."
State of Grace.
State of Grace.
Yeah, I'll have to check that out. Yeah. 1990 says State of Grace.
And 42 years old today, Patricia Arquette. Do you remember?
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember her in True Romance?
Yeah. Yeah.
Hotter Than a Pistol, wasn't
yeah.
she?
Yeah. And that was the first movie that, Quentin Tarantino wrote that one.
Yeah, wrote it, yeah.
Yeah. But, that was a good movie.
He got enough money. He wrote that script and that financed him for Reservoir Dogs.
Right, right.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm getting requests left and right here on the old Facebook. 617-627-3800 is the listener line. Songs about work today. We already got some coming in. I'm going to play a little Public Enemy here. This one's Brothers Gonna Work It Out on Time Travel.
You know, we do whatever we do to survive, bro.
Drop it!
A man, how to be a father, to never tell a woman.
Your whole life, there's always been that one creepy, weird person somewhere in your life. I guarantee it. That's just when we were little. Then you finally grow up. That's the sound of growing up. Even now, at your job, there is a freak. There is a weird guy at every job that makes you concernicus every time he's around. And the strange thing about it, it's the same guy at every single job you go to, right? He's there, you quit, you go to the new job, and you're like, oh my God, isn't that the guy from the other job? That's the guy, the scary guy. Why am I talking in such a high voice? It's ridiculous. It makes no sense.
There's some Dane Cook here on Time Travel. The creepy guy at work, that one's called. But so how's work for you lately, Tim?
Yeah, I'm pulling the sewer covers off today because it's April 8th.
Yeah.
All the guys, the buildings I work in, we got to make sure all the drainage is right. So it was a yuck day on the job. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
filthy, dirty, you know?
Yeah.
No. Then I run into the family on my father's side in the mall. Mm-hmm. They never move in Charlestown. They stay in the mall. You know what I mean?
That's right.
Yeah, you know what I mean? You can tell a townie, but you can't tell him much.
We got quite a few listeners online here, and thanks for all the requests coming in. I'm going to get some stuff on here for Heather and Carol in a minute here. We got some Working Man coming up. And maybe a little bit of Lover Boy. We got a request for 9 to 5, Dolly Parton, something by Men at Work as well. So we'll get something else on there for all the people that are sending in the messages there. And thanks for listening to Time Travel on WMFO. 617-627-3800 is the phone number. Online at DJ WMFO. And it's 91.5 FM on your radio in Medford, Massachusetts. And my name is Chris Earle, and I'm here with Tim, the Machine Gun Gilgun. And it's all songs about work today here on Time Travel. Here's the Stones.
We'll be right back.
That's the Stones with a little Dirty Work here on Time Travel. And Tim requested Factory Girl. Maybe we'll get that one on in a little while. What else are we going to talk about with work? Anything?
Not really, but in the working man ethic, it's in 1974, mm-hmm. Hank Aaron broke the Babe Ruth's record. It is 715th home run.
Yeah, that's a pretty big accomplishment.
Tom House, was it?
Yeah.
Was it? Yeah, I don't know. You know, you needed 1,000 more at-bats to do it.
Yeah?
Then Babe Ruth. And Babe Ruth did it all on, as Dennis Leary said, on beer, cigar, and hot dogs.
Yeah.
right.
That's true.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Well, and that's about what I'm popping around here. And then the League of Nations came into the being in assembled in Geneva in 1946, the League of Nations. I think I had a couple of girlfriends that had kids by the League of Nations. You know what I mean?
So that was formed in 46 today?
46, yeah.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah. Well, what else happened on this day in history?
I think 1994 was a Kurt, what was his name you said?
Kurt Cobain.
Yeah, OD'd. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he died. I never liked those guys. I never liked Nirvana.
No.
Wasn't a big Nirvana fan. The girl that was here before me, she was playing 90s songs because they're having a sponsored event by WMFO, all 90s songs, cover bands on campus here at Tufts tonight. So I figure that's worth mentioning again. I'm going to play something from the 80s, though, because I'm a big 80s guy, and this came in from a person who's also a big 80s person, I think. We're going to play a little Working for the Weekend from Loverboy here on Time Travel. You're listening with us. Myself and Tim the Machine Gun Gilgun until 9 p.m. on WMFO in Medford. Thanks for listening. 617-627-3800 is the number. By request, Working for the Weekend. Love a boy. Give us a call. Say hello. Make a request.
Wonder.
There's some work ethic for you. Working for the weekend with Lover Boy. For my friend Heather had sent that one in by request. And she's listening all the way out in, I want to say she's out in like Fitchburg and out that way. That's out toward Worcester.
Worcester? Worcester,
yeah,
as we call it.
Out toward Worcester.
Worcester here in Boston. Boston. Yeah. We drive our cars. So what do you think? Lover Boy, that you said they had how many more hits?
Maybe they had quite a few hits. They had Turn Me Loose. Remember that one? Turn Me Loose.
Yeah.
They had Working for the Weekend. You Got Lucky, maybe? Yeah.
So they were like kind of in with Men at Work and... What was the other guy there? The guy George Dale, what was his name?
Which one?
The guy, he had the band. He had a great voice. The guy, he was sweeping the sidewalks in New York there for a while. He dressed up all the time, you know.
Oh, Eddie Money?
Eddie Money was a New York cop.
Yeah, he was a cop. Right?
Yeah, Eddie Mahoney was his correct name. Yeah. Yep. I'm thinking of the guy. He had a band big in the 80s, and he was always in drag. I forget the
name. Boy George?
Boy George, yeah. Remember, he got arrested in New York for something, and they had him sweeping the sidewalks for community service, and he was sweeping the broom and all the reporters, you know?
Oh, yeah, that was pretty good. Yeah. I'm sure he was sweeping for 5 minutes, and then they took their pictures, and then he did something else.
Yeah, he went and sat down.
Went home and counted his money.
He was in that era with Lover Boy, Huey Lewis,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you had some, you know, retro rock come rolling around again. The B-52s come back, right?
Yep.
Devo, you know?
Yep.
All in that era, you know?
Oh, that's a good one, Devo.
Yeah. It always looked like they had the planters that you put your dirt and planters on their heads back, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Unbelievable, you know?
So I got, all right, I'm gonna let you pick the next one here, Tim. I've got a bunch of different versions of Working Class Hero. I've got regular John Lennon, a band called the Screaming Trees doing it, Green Day doing it, Tin Machine, which is David Bowie's band from the late 80s, early 90s doing it. That's what I got.
You know, I'm a John Lennon guy. You know what I mean?
The original one?
The original John Lennon, without a doubt. You know
all right,
I mean?
Let's play the original John Lennon here on Time Travel. Working Class Hero.
Yeah.
As soon as you're born, they make you feel small by giving you no time instead of it all. Till the pain is so big you feel nothing at all. A working class hero is something to be. A working class hero is something to be. They hurt you at home and they hit you at school. They hate you if you're clever and they despise a fool. Till you're so crazy you can't follow their rules. A working class hero is something to be. A working class hero is something to be. When they've tortured and scared you for 20 odd years, then they expect you to pick a career. When you can't really function, you're so full of fear. A working class hero is something to be. A working class hero is something to be. Keep you doped with religion and sex and TV. And you think you're so clever and classless and free. But you're still f***ing peasants as far as I can see. A working class hero is something to be. A working working class hero is something to be. There's room at the top, they are telling you still. But first you must learn how to smile as you kill. If you want to be like the folks on the hill. A working class hero is something to be. A working class hero is something to be. If you want to be a hero, well, just follow me. If you want to be a hero, well, just follow me.
Oh. Hey now, you better listen to me, every one of you. We got a lot, a lot, a lot, a lot of work to do. Forget about your women and that water can. Today you're working for the man.
Roy Orbison here on Time Travel, working for the man. You can get that on In Dreams. It's a Roy Orbison's greatest hits. Pause for a Cure is hosting its third annual Canine Cancer Walk to raise money and awareness in the fight against canine cancer. Pause for a Cure helps pay for veterinary care for dogs with cancer when their owners cannot afford treatment otherwise. The walk is scheduled for Sunday, May 16th, 2010 at Lake Quanapowhat in Wakefield, Massachusetts. For more information on how you can get involved, either as a walker or a donor, you can go online to www.pauseforacure.org. That's P-A-W-S, the number 4, A-C-U-R-E.org. Pause for a Cure. So what do you think about Roy Orbison, Tim?
He was probably one of the greatest voices of all time, but I guess there was a little jealousy between him and Elvis, and where Roy Orbison had built a house on top of a mountain.
Mm-hmm.
Then, of course, Elvis, the egotistic guy that he was, went out and bought a mountain and built a house on top of that. So Elvis didn't want better.
There we go.
Yeah.
Now, you mentioned a little Devo earlier.
Yeah.
I think we'll play a little Working in a Coal Mine.
All right.
That must be a pretty rough job, working in a coal mine.
There's been a couple of one in China and one where somewhere.
Yeah, there was one in China and there's one in like Virginia or something where people are trapped right now. All kinds of crazy things happening. We'll talk about the coal miners in a second. Here's Devo here on Time Travel. That's Devo here on Time Travel. A little working on the highway with a little Bruce Springsteen there. And on the phone, we have Mr. Jeff Ferguson. You there, Jeff?
Yes, I am.
How are you?
How's it going, Jeff?
Hey, is that Squircon?
Yeah. What do you have to, pal?
Good to see you, pal, or hear you, that is.
Hey, what do you got going, pal?
Well, we're trying to tune in right now. Which show are you replacing so we can go right to it on Thursdays?
Oh, if you go to WMFO.org, you can listen live. Just click on Listen Live up in the top corner. Or you can turn on your radio, 91.5 FM. Of course, you're on with us, so you don't want to do that because you're going to get feedback.
We'll take care of that. That's cool. But thank you for the advice, and congratulations on your 100th show you just had recently.
Oh, yeah, thank you, Jeff. Yeah, this is like show 109 now, I think. Yeah, a few weeks ago I had my 100th show, which was quite a feat, quite a wonderful day. That's a work ethic right there.
Yeah, it is.
So how was your job today, Jeff?
It was a pain in my novel. There's a Barry Manilow song.
What is it?
It sounds like date rape, but it's actually
daybreak. Yeah, that's what you mean, a little daybreak. Yeah, but that's not what. That's actually a break from work.
Yeah.
Right. I guess we could play the daybreak because we deserve a break.
And you
I think it's called daybreak or something. I don't know what it's called, but it sounds more like he's saying date rape. It's date rape.
Yeah, it's daybreak.
Yeah.
Daybreak. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good tune.
Yeah.
Can you play that?
Sure.
Yeah, I can play that for you. Sure.
Nice.
So what else is going on? Anything?
Yeah, this is exciting. Not only is the next All Frills Comedy Hour going to be the All Frills Comedy Hour, it's going to be the All Frills Comedy Hour TV show.
Wow.
Can't beat that with a stick, my man.
Yeah. Yep. And they're not only going to film the next show, which just so happens to be my birthday show, if I haven't mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
After the next show, we all go into the studio, and we have a studio version with a live audience.
Yeah.
And we'll do what we do best.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in, Jeff. Hold on just a second. I'm going to get some Barry Manilow on you, the daybreak. Jeff Ferguson here on Time Travel. 4/29/10.
Man,
go and see the Bocelli's All Frills Comedy Show.
The man, the myth, the legend.
Yes.
In his own mind.
Jay Ferg.
Ferguson.
There he is. There's the daybreak.
I love you both very much. I want you to know.
Thanks, Jeff.
Jeff, thank you for calling in.
Talk to you soon.
Okay, bye.
Daybreak. Barry Manilow for Jeff Ferguson.
Yep. I figured maybe Scotty would pro. Wait.
Yeah. It's a little daybreak for Jay Ferg here on Time Travel. Here's the Offspring.
My friend's got a girlfriend and he hates that bitch. He tells me every day. He says, man, I really gotta lose my chick in the worst kind of way. She sits on her ass, he works his hands to the bone to give her money. She wants more dinero.
This is The Offspring here on Time Travel with Why Don't You Get a Job? Great, great album, Americana. And that was a 90s album, and that's probably something that that they would have played a little bit earlier here, Michelle, on her show for the 90s music that she was playing there. There's a little thing on campus here at Tufts tonight, 90s cover bands. I want to say it's Houghton or something like Hall. I don't know, but I know what's going on. I know what's going on. And if you're a student here, go out and check it out. So, on the phone here, we have my friend Jack McNeil. You there, Jack?
Yeah, I'm here there, Chris. How are you?
Pretty good. I'm here with Tim the Machine Gun Gilgun.
How you doing, Jack? How you doing, Jack?
Good, yourself?
You all right?
So we're playing all songs about work today. So we did all songs about money yesterday, and we figured, why don't we stay with a similar theme, and we'll do songs about work. You think of anything?
Anything we can have memories of Bill Ricca?
Well, I just played working for the weekend.
Is that the Bill Ricca House of Correction or the Bill Ricca City itself?
Well, we can always say we're just Bill Ricans.
Yeah. Bill Ricans, yeah.
I'm going to leave it up to you.
Well, I'll tell you what. This is what we'll do. I got some Gary U.S. Bonds out of work. I've got This Devil's Workday, Modest Mouse. I have We Do the Work, a guy named John Fromer. We Just Came to Work Here by Ann Feeney.
That sounds like a very Irish name.
Whistle While You Work.
That's a good one.
We Work the Black Seam by Sting. Well, I'll tell you what. Wild Sex in the Working Class by Oingo Boingo. I got Work by Bob Marley. Work by Lou Reed.
Oh, Work by Bob Marley. That's it. That should do the trick.
Like Bob Marley ever worked. Worked rolling a joint, maybe.
Oh, no. Dedicated to my friend Tony that works at the Quabbin Reservoir.
Yeah.
A wildlife guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what was interesting? Bob Marley, I brought this up on the show before. He actually died from a toe infection.
Did he?
Yeah. Wow. He didn't believe he was a Rastafarian. And he didn't believe in getting the toe checked out. Wow. So he let it sit there for years. Toe. Yeah. And it got spoiled. He got it rotted out. He got gangrene in the toe, I think, and then it got into his system and he died.
He never even all that. He never went to the hospital for it.
No, it was a malignant melanoma.
Yeah, wow.
And yeah, he was dead at I think 30. Yeah, 36.
Oof.
Wow.
It's too bad.
Clapton was a big fan of his, huh?
A lot of people, a lot of people really loved Bob Marley. Yeah. He's pretty good. I liked him more than Ziggy Marley.
Yeah,
can't stand Ziggy Marley.
Yeah. Never heard Ziggy Marley. Never.
No.
No.
Remember Ziggy Marley?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So I saw that you were talking about the Goo Goo Dolls yesterday. Jack called in yesterday, Tim, and Goo Goo Dolls are playing on the 16th of April. Yeah, I saw that.
Whereabouts?
Let me find out for you. It was, I'm like, geez, that must have been what Jack was talking about yesterday. It's Goo Goo Dolls. I want to say they were in New Hampshire. Tour dates. And in the background here with us is Prince doing Let's Work as we chat with Jack McNeil
like
here
Prince.
On Time Travel.
Why don't you play some Prince?
Oh, I got some Prince in the background right now.
Oh, yeah.
I got Let's Work by Prince from 1981, the Controversy album. Here we go. Goo Goo Dolls. They are playing Hampton Beach Casino Ballroom on the 15th, Jack.
You know how hard it'll be to get into there?
Oh, that place is easy.
Oh,
piece of cake.
Now, what do you do?
Hampton Beach?
Park in Salisbury.
You can park right behind
Salisbury
it now.
And walk the road.
That's probably one of the first shows they're having up there. They don't usually have April shows. Usually.
What are they doing at Hampton Beach? Wow, they really hit the skids.
Yeah. Well, they were what? They were like late 80s, 90s?
Yeah.
90s,
yeah.
Right? 90s, yeah. 90s, yeah.
It says a ticket is $35, Jack.
Oh, that ain't bad at all.
Well, that's not bad. You said your friend was going to try to hook you up with tickets, though. Free is better than $35, right?
His brother there doesn't work for them anymore.
Oh.
He used to be known as Quake.
That's what his name was?
That was his name, Quake.
So I bet you that's a tough job, being a roadie.
Oh, yeah, then. I don't want to tell you some of these stories he told me.
Yeah? Well, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm sure there's benefits to being a roadie, too.
I would love to hear them.
Yeah, it's probably got some benefits there. But
when they were up in Canada, you know, going into Canada, some of the creepy things, you know?
Yeah.
Going through customs.
Oh, man. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to put on probably one of the laziest people in show business. However, he did put out a string of hits. Bob Marley here with Work on Time Travel. And thanks to Jack McNeil calling in and saying hello.
Jack, thank you.
No, I'll talk to you later, you know?
All right, sounds good.
Take care, man.
Yep, see you later. Thanks for calling in, Jack.
Bye.
Jack McNeil here on Time Travel. Coming up, Bob Marley with Work. You're listening to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. Name of the show is Time Travel, here with you until 9 p.m. WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts. This one goes out to my friend Carol, big Rush fan. She asked for Working Man Live from Rush in Rio. Listen to Time Travel with Chris Earle, here with you until 9 p.m. All songs about work today, 617-627-3800.